I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Welcome to the 49ers You've Got Mail podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Polaris, and everybody buckle up because we have a special guest, none other than starting quarterback Brock Purdy. Brock, thank you so much for stopping by.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
All right, so you have been playing lights out these first 5 games of the season. You're breaking franchise and league records all across the board. You've got your teammates praising you for your consistency and your focus. What people forget is that you are a normal, everyday person, too. What does life look like outside of this facility for a franchise QB?
Yeah, pretty simple. You know, I don't do too much or trying to act or be like somebody that I'm not. So, for me, you know, I'm getting married in the off season. So, my fiance and I, Jenna, are, you know, doing all the wedding planning stuff and, and just hanging out. Obviously, I'm rooming with Nick Zakel, offensive lineman, so we all just hang out, have a good time, and you know, we like to go to the beach and stuff on off days and go check out new restaurants and stuff around here in the Bay. So yeah, pretty just normal everyday stuff.
You mentioned that you live with a roommate that recently caught some headlines. Can you talk a little bit about the dynamic that you have between you and Nick? Is it kind of the normal thing you'd expect from someone in their early 20s living with a roommate?
Yeah, it's pretty chill. You know, for him and I, we got real close last year once we got here. And, you know, during like the off season and stuff, we would just go see new places and stuff together. And so then once Jenna got out here and I just like sort of knew where to go because Nick and I had been to like the beach in San Francisco and all these places and stuff. So we get along great. And, you know, obviously he plays offensive line, so everywhere we go, like I'm always, you know, just trying to like treat him, make sure like I'm paying for his food or whatever and hanging out. Yeah, overall, man, like we click real well and he's been great to have and go home, talk about football, talk about life and stuff. So we get along great, but, yeah, he's going to be in my wedding as well. So he's awesome.
So very close, very quickly. Do you guys divvy up the house chores? How does that work?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, we sort of switch it up. Hey, you got dishes, or hey, you take out the trash. So we got little things like that. But we like to keep, you know, our house clean and everything. That's a good thing. So, and other than that, we're watching film, watching, you know, whatever NFL game's on during the week and, you know, ordering food, hanging out. Like, we just have a good time. So, yeah, it's fun.
You mentioned exploring the Bay Area. Have you had a favorite outing with Nick or Jenna around these parts?
Man, there's been a lot of good places, you know, we've been to, but, you know, we really do like just like the beaches in general, you know, Half Moon Bay, Santa Cruz, just going and seeing, you know, the cliffs and just being on the sand and chilling out, reading books, you know, watching some sunsets and stuff like that with Jenna at least. So
I figured.
Yeah. So it's been good.
You talk about living with a teammate. Is it difficult to separate that line of when work stops 49ers football and then just being able to hang out and just, you know, be with a friend?
Yeah. You know, we're at the facility all day, you know, working obviously like on our bodies, making sure we're healthy and stuff, and then mentally and practice and all that stuff. And then so being able to go home and you know, put on a movie together or whatever and just hang out and talk and or go outside, we got, you know, cornhole and we got a grill. So, like, we just, you know, do things like that. Just, you know, bros, really, you know, talking and hanging out almost as if like we're, you know, still in college. But, you know, obviously on another level, we got a job. We're trying to, you know, produce and do good in football. So, yeah, that's just the life we live.
You've always had a ton of responsibility on your plate, just being a four-year starter at Iowa State and now being the franchise quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. How has that responsibility shaped you?
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, got to have a schedule, find a routine, and just go about my week. You know, for me, it's, you know, obviously simple on the off days and stuff, but, you know, during the week, you know, I have a schedule and, you know, wake up at this time and I got to study here, and then go home, get this little time off to regroup, but then, you know, study more and before I go to bed, read, just all those little things, you know, it helps, you know, keep me grounded, keep me going, understand my purpose and my mission in life, and still have that love and joy, you know, to play the sport of football. So I'm a big routine guy. You know, I like to know what my schedule consists of and go from there.
As far as the game day routine, is there any part of that where Nick and you overlap, just being roommates? How involved are you in each other's game prep?
Honestly, that is a little more separate, you know, like he does his thing, I do mine. You know, we, you know, in terms of like throughout the week and stuff, we'll talk about, you know, the defense and stuff that we're going against. So we do help each other out. But, you know, when it comes to the game day itself, you know, we're on our own schedule and everything and we prep a little differently. But, you know, throughout the week, we do talk about who we're playing and what they're seeing or what he's seeing, what I'm seeing and stuff. So that's cool being at home, being able to talk about that. So.
Another big part of your game day experience involves your family. You are very vocal about just how that's a big part of your life. How many of your games does your family go to? I saw recently in a news article that they actually close up shop of the family business in order to try and make it to as many games as possible.
Yeah. I mean, obviously the conference that we play in, you know, my family lives in Arizona, so they're able to catch, you know, a couple, you know, road games, and then they try to come to as many home games as possible. But yeah, on Sundays for them, it's, you know, they close up shop and, you know, go to church and then watch the game and, you know, cheer us on and stuff. So, and then they're obviously traveling out and being here to as many games as possible. But, you know, they're huge for me, you know, in terms of just the support, the love. They love me for who I am, not, you know, just because I play quarterback for the 49ers. Like, they love, you know, their son, their brother, and man, am I blessed to have them. And, you know, everything that I do is for God and, you know, for my family. So, love them so much.
Is there a parent that handles all the coordination of the travel and the scheduling?
Oh, yeah, my mom. It's not even close.
Does she have to kind of divvy up between whether she's going to Nebraska or coming here and just scheduling all that out for you guys?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, we talk about it in the off season. We talk about it, you know, almost every day. Just, all right, we're going to go see Chubba in Nebraska here and play this. And then the next day we're going to fly out and be at your game and stay a couple days. And then go home for a little bit, see family, friends, and they're going to go back. And, you know, so it's a lot of planning and traveling and stuff. But, man, they've earned it. You know, they've sacrificed so much for us growing up and stuff. So to have, you know, myself being here in the NFL and then my brother in college football and being able to watch their sons play football, it's a blessing. And they're living the dream.
Is there a post-game ritual that you have? I've seen you, after a couple games, go up to the family and greet them. Is that something you make sure to do after every game?
I did that, you know, last year when I first started playing and stuff. It was just a special moment for, you know, the story and coming into the NFL and then getting my opportunity. So, yeah, after every game, I'd run over to them at the railing and, you know, just love on them and everything and appreciate, you know, them being there. You know, now it's, you know, we're in my second year and just trying to win and go about our business in a humble way. And then, you know, after the game, obviously they're right there at the tunnel, being able to see them and love on them and then get dinner after and stuff. So they're there and I love it.
Your mom mentioned in an interview that post-game dinner is kind of a tradition at this point, and that if you win, that means the family gets to go out together. How crazy is it that you haven't lost a home game here at Levi's Stadium yet?
Yeah, I mean, it's a blessing, you know, just taking it one day at a time, one game at a time. You know, we're just trying to enjoy the little things, the present, and, yeah, being able to win a game, and then after, you know, have our family and friends go out and celebrate together, and just, you know, show love to one another and share stories and stuff. It's been a great time. It's been a great year. And, you know, obviously we're doing I'm doing my best, you know, for this team and for my family to just take it one day at a time and win or lose, I'm going to love on them. Nothing's going to change. So
you've become a local, more than a local celebrity, a national celebrity over the course of last season to now. Is there any point in time where you don't get recognized when you go out to dinner with family? What is that like?
Yeah, I mean, there's times, you know, we'll have to either get like a private room or something. And if not, we'll go to like a low key place and I, you know, just try to wear a hat and get in and out. And, you know, we've had multiple times where we've gone out and I've actually, you know, gotten out without anybody recognizing me. But even if someone does, and there's been plenty of times that there has, it's totally fine. You know, we love talking to fans and people that come up and are huge Niner supporters or just fans of the story, you know, that I've had and that I've lived out. Just, you know, loving on them, you know, just talking and spending time with them. So it's been fun.
Is there one particular fan experience that sticks out in your mind where it kind of hit you like, okay, I'm the starting quarterback of the 49ers?
Yeah, probably. I mean, there's been a couple, but, you know, like Jenna and I, you know, when we go to the beach or something, you know, sort of far away, we think, all right, since we're out of, you know, the area, like more inland, we may not, you know, get recognized, but then there's still people, you know, out there like, wait, aren't you Brock? And I'm like, yeah. And so,
you're like, pop the sunglasses
up. Yeah. But yeah, it's all good. It's been nothing but great memories for all of us.
There's been a lot of talk about you just being so poised, cool, calm, collected in the huddle during games. I'm curious to know if that applies to every avenue of your life. And were you nervous when you finally proposed to Jenna?
Yeah. Man, just playing football, you know, my whole life, just preparing for big games, whether that was in high school and college and then the NFL. You know, there's nerve and stuff, but it's almost like, yeah, I've done this. You know, I've had experience with this. So once you start playing, you're fine. But once I proposed to Jenna, it was like, man, I've never experienced something like this before, getting on a knee to ask this woman to marry me and be with me for the rest of my life. Like, it was on another level. And I don't know if I was ready for it, but man, I remember just getting on a knee, my lips were quivering and I wanted to say all the right things. And, you know, at first she didn't believe me. She's like, stop joking around. I'm like, no, seriously, this time I'm doing it, it's for real. Cause I always joked around and would get on a knee somewhere and act like I'm proposing.
Oh,
and
you're one of those guys. Oh, were you tying your shoe?
Oh, that kind of stuff. No. Yeah. So when I finally did it, she was walking away. She's like, stop, we're going to be late for this. And I'm like, no. I'm like, we're not going to any event. Like, this is it. This is the event. And so, yeah, I did it. And, man, it's been awesome planning the wedding and stuff. And, just, yeah, I love her. So,
was that something that you practiced a million times in the mirror at home just when you've got some extra time?
Yeah, it was the off season, so I had time to just, you know, think things through and, mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. But at the same time, I was like, all right, just be yourself all day. You know, we went to the beach, and then we went to this lake house later that night. And, yeah, I was just trying to plan it through. And all the weeks before that, I'm in the mirror like, what is she going to see when I get on a knee? Like, how is it going to look when I say, will you marry me? So I definitely, yeah, went over it a couple times, but it was great.
Not quite the same experience as an NFL game, right?
Oh, no, yeah. It was definitely, like, more nerve-wracking for sure. So
fast forward a few months. You mentioned you are now in the planning process of the wedding. How involved are you?
Yeah. Jenna's... She's done a great job just because she knows I'm doing football and everything right now and stuff. So when I come home, she's like, hey, you know, this is what I'm thinking for this, a band or a DJ or something like that. And so, like, little things like that. And she'll run it by me, and then I'll tell her what I'm thinking. And then she's like, okay. And then we both make a decision on it. But she's done a great job with just aligning things and the list of, you know, people coming and all of it, the little things of where it's going to be and the schedule. Like, she's done a great job with it. So,
Shout out to Jenna.
Yeah, yeah.
Has there been anything that you've had a strong opinion on that you didn't anticipate caring about at all?
Man. I think she was, like, talking about just, like, the theme of the wedding. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, I want it to be timeless. I'm like, what does timeless mean? like, okay, great, let's go for it. So it means a lot to her, so I care. So,
and that's a great theme. Any advice to people currently wedding planning, to the grooms out there, that you would offer?
Yeah. Honestly, yeah, I wouldn't act like, you know, okay, yeah, whatever you want. Like, I feel like, you know, showing that you care, you know, it's a big deal, you know, you two coming together to become one and for forever, you know, and it's a big deal to her to know that you're interested and that, you know, you're willing to make decisions too along the way. So, yeah, that'd be my advice.
So timeless is the theme of the wedding. What are the colors?
We haven't made it official or anything, but she loves just like the simple black and white with like some brown in there and stuff. So it'll be in the off season, a little bit more cold in Iowa at the time, so that's the vibe we're going with.
I like that. So, Brock, this is your first time on the podcast. We have a fan-submitted question portion. So some of our viewers and our listeners have sent stuff in, vetted them, but there's some good ones in here, so I'm going to throw them your way.
Awesome.
All right, so Alex from Sacramento wants to know, what is the most embarrassing TV show or series that you'll admit to watching?
Oh, man. I don't know about in a while, but I would say, like, in college, I was on, like, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette grind. You know, we'd have a big study group, and we'd all watch, like, The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, whatever was on at the time. But, yeah, looking back on it now, it's like, come on, dude. So.
It's an honest answer. I like that. There are podcasts dedicated to that. I don't know how involved you got with The Bachelor.
Yeah, no, I'm not too involved now, but at the time, yeah, pretty embarrassing.
All right, so Jenny from Forestville, how do you calm down any pregame jitters that you may have?
Man, honestly, I think music sometimes, like, gets me so cranked up, you know, like, okay, like, this is a hype song or whatever. So I actually, like, sort of just like to get away sometimes, get out of the locker room, and whether it's on my walk before I stretch or anything like that, sort of just being in some quiet and just hearing, you know, people talking or just noises and stuff. I like to sort of sink back into, all right, I'm just human. You know, I'm not in this place, I'm in a realm or anything like that. Like, I'm just human, gonna go play a game. And that sort of reminds me to keep things simple and just play football.
Has there been a noticeable difference in jitters from year one to year two? A drop off, perhaps?
I'd say so. Just when I first started playing, it was like, okay, you know, how do I feel before a game? How should I feel? Should I be nervous? Should I not? And then I play, and it's just football. And so now in my second year, it's like, you know, all right, I know how to get rid of the fluff and all the stuff that shouldn't be in my mind, and how to keep things simple. So,
next one is from Jimmy from San Diego. What is the worst weather conditions you've ever played in? This can include college.
Man, yeah. I would say my freshman year in college, our first game of the year got canceled because of lightning. So we scheduled a smaller division school called Drake in Iowa. And, you know, we were doing really well, too. And so we played Drake at the end of the year in Iowa at home, and it was raining, snowing, sleeting. It was muddy on the ground.
All of the things.
I couldn't throw a football. like, the ball was like a rock, and it was muddy, like, sliding everywhere. It was a horrible weather game. But we barely got through. We barely beat Drake, but that was probably the
Lots
worst game.
Lots of handoffs, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was crazy.
Bree from Redwood City. You've been well-documented saying that you've always wanted to be an NFL quarterback. What first got you interested in football?
Man, I would say, I think I was like, you know, 6 or 7 years old watching the Florida Gators at the time with Tim Tebow. Like, they were really good. And, man, I would sit on the coffee table and just watch and be so fascinated with the hype of the game, the environment. I wanted to, you know, play in an environment like that. So I think watching the Gators when I was young definitely sort of got me going on the football trend.
When did the Dan Marino fanship start?
Yeah, as I started playing football, my dad, you know, he grew up watching Dan Marino and stuff. So when he was teaching me to throw a football, he's like, man, he's like, Dan Marino had a quick release. You got to throw it like this and this. And then I was like, all right, what number was Dan Marino? And he's like, 13. And I was like, all right, I'm going to be 13. So, like, that was, like, when it sort of started. When I started throwing, my dad was teaching me to throw. So,
Haley from Santa Clara, you have a baseball player, softball player, and including yourself, two football players in the family. Who can throw a ball fastest and the longest?
Probably my brother. I'll give it to my brother. He's got a... You know, he's taller than me, he's faster, stronger arm, can throw farther and harder. So definitely my brother. Growing up, it was actually my sister. You know, she was older than us, and so she grew faster than us and earlier. And so anytime we had, like, we were at the park throwing the football around or anything, my sister would just, like, air it out, and we'd be all embarrassed. But now it's probably my brother, actually. Yeah.
Do you credit any of your competitiveness to those two siblings you've got, just all athletes?
Oh, yeah, 100%. We were always competing in just everything, you know, ping pong, pool, like little games like that. And then obviously, you know, we'd grow up, and my brother and I were on the same high school team, so he was always pushing me and showing me, all right, I'm younger than you, I could throw farther than you, so like stuff like that. But and then my sister too, you know, whatever we were doing around the house competing, she was always there beating up on us, so...
I like that. Final one. Patricia from Los Angeles wants to know, what are your favorite social accounts to follow?
My favorite social accounts. One of my favorites is actually, I think it's called Green River Fly Fishing or something. But I don't know why every once in a while I sort of, you know, everything's football related and people in my life, which is great and I love. But every once in a while, just seeing some nature, you know, come up on my feed and see a guy fly fishing in a river in the middle of some mountains. I'm like, ah, it's just so refreshing. So.
You've mentioned you like fishing. Are you a fly fisherman as well?
I fly fish a couple of times. I wouldn't say I'm a master or anything, but I'd love to get after it one day. Yeah.
Awesome. Love that. Well, thank you so much for your time, Brock. I know you're a busy guy, so I know people are going to really enjoy hearing a little bit about your life on the field. And Faithful, remember, if you want to be featured on our next episode, submit your questions to 49ers.com/mailbag. And make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify so you can be the first to subscribe to our latest episodes. Thanks so much.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.